last subject I want to bring up is the fly in the ointment here, and it's something I alluded to right at the beginning, and we're going to come back to it and close with it. It's the subject of radio interference generated by broadband over power line, in particular against the operations of amateur radio operators who are apparently very upset about having their entire technical world obliterated by this. What can you tell us on the technical level and the regulatory level and in other ways about what the situation is in terms of broadband over power line generating electric radio frequencies that interfere with amateur radio operators?
Mark, there's many ways to answer that question. Actually, Ambient has been one of the leaders in trying to work with the amateur radio operators in ensuring that their world is not obliterated.
Yes.
Is there interference? There's interference on the power lines. Power lines as they exist today with no network over them, no communication network over them, are an interference. And so actually there are some that believe that the installation of a power line communication network will actually help to decrease that interference. But in addition to that, what's very important is the FCC has actually issued different guidelines, different rules for how to ensure that there is no, quote, harmful interference. And that's an important aspect to this. What is interference and what is harmful interference? The technology to date is capable of what they refer to as notching out, meaning notching out so that we do not transmit over particular bands where the amateur radios are operating in. And so there's a technical capability for working with the ARRL and the amateur radio operators. There is a desire to work with them because, again, no one is in the in interest of ruining anybody's current hobbies and interests. And so the goal is to actually work with
Is Ambient involved in any kind of working groups that involve both AARL and the BPL industry? Do you think it would be good to set something like that up if you're not?
Well, it's actually, Ambient is very active with the IEEE in trying to establish standards and different and looking at the industry. The ARRL also has membership in that. So working through the IEEE, yes, we are working with the ARRL. But in addition, historically speaking, Ambient has been had open communications with various individuals in the ARRL to actually work with them to ensure that the issue of harmful interference is addressed.
Okay. Would you personally or someone else from Ambient be willing to say, for example, appear on Broadband Over Power Line World along with someone from ARRL to talk these issues over?
Yes, we would be willing to do so.
Okay, good. Well, we'll try to schedule that as soon as we can then.
Mark, I actually believe that is something that I think there are opportunities, as I mentioned, in the IEEE, for example, that there has been open discussions, and we'd be interested in that because, again, I think what's very important here is that in the end, the ARRL it continues to have the capability of transmitting signal and receiving signal. And that, and quite frankly, I think it's also very important that there is no, in fact, harmful interference.
And you think it would be possible to do a very broad rollout of broadband over power line without seriously interfering with the operations of amateur radio?
We think that is very possible without harmfully interfering.
And you're interested in pursuing further discussions with them to make sure that the harmful interference doesn't take place?
I think the current environment demands things. I think it demands that those conversations, it demands those working together, which is, as I mentioned, the gentleman from ARRL, I believe, that participated in IEEE meetings is Ed Hare, and he's been very active in talking with Ambient as well. We'd love to continue that dialogue.
Okay, good.